Blog Talk Radio.
And hello there. Sorry I got this show accidentally in the wrong category. It's in Judaism when it should be in politics. I think I want to I guess maybe I'll change it after the show, but okay, let's okay, I'm going to open up the chat room in a moment. Anyway, this show is going to be on an interesting subject. This show is on Nazi Iran testing two of its missiles. And what's written on those missiles is, Israel must be wiped off the map. Israel must be wiped out. Is what's written on the missiles. Israel must be wiped out is written on the missiles. So, there is no doubt that Iran seeks to wipe Israel off the map. First, I'm going to change this to politics. I think my last show I have that same is, I think the politics conservative is what I want for this. Yeah, politics conservative. Okay, I changed it. Now, also in a second, I will be opening up the chat room as well, so stay tuned. Anyway, as I said, this show is going to be on Iran testing two of its missiles. Written on those missiles is, Israel must be wiped out. Now, let's be very clear about this. Iran seeks to destroy Israel, period. And once Iran is finished with its nuclear weapons program, Iran will use its nuclear weapons to wipe Israel off the map. And after Israel's wiped off the map, Iran will then use those nuclear weapons to wipe America off the map and to wipe Western civilization off the map. Bear in mind that the regime in Iran is the most Nazi regime in modern times. Iran is the most, the government of Iran seeks to continue where Hitler left off vis-a-vis the Jewish people. Another thing I want to say too about, much has been said, we got to support Bernie Sanders because he's the first Jewish president. You see, just like, for instance, you criticize Obama, you're called racist. You criticize Hillary Clinton, you're called sexist or misogynist. Now you criticize Bernie Sanders, and to a lesser extent, you're called anti-Semitic. Now I want to address the argument by Jewish leftists and by those on the left, when they appeal it to Jews, they say, you got to support Bernie Sanders. He's the first Jewish president. He's the only Jewish guy they're running. You know what I say about that? So what? Well, let's talk about policy. Now, for one thing, in my view, if you want to talk about even being more pro-Jewish, and I am a religious Jew, by the way, in my view, it's more pro-Jewish to support a strong non-Jewish president who actually will, take action against Iran and do what's necessary to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons than to support some guy like Bernie Sanders, who does happen to be Jewish, whose policies will result in enabling Iran to develop the nuclear weapons, to be able to nuke Israel, to be able to carry out a nuclear holocaust on the Jewish people. It's really that simple. Because, according to Bernie Sanders' own campaign website, not any right-wing conservative site, not any right-wing Jewish site, not any right-wing conservative site, according to Bernie Sanders' own campaign website, when the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, was speaking before Congress, warning about what a horrible deal Obama's deal with Iran would be, and warning about what a existential threat Iran poses, when Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu spoke before Congress warning that Bernie Sanders boycotted Netanyahu's speech. And again, this is not according to any right-wing conservative site. This is according to Bernie Sanders' own website. So please, enough of this. Oh, Bernie Sanders is Jewish, therefore you gotta, you know, support him and blah, 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 you know. I don't agree with any of his policies. I don't agree with any of his policies. And if you really wanna, you know, I don't know who the co-host is here. Anyway, I think probably actually me, so I know I don't have anyway, what I was saying about, you know, I don't support any of Bernie Sanders' policies, to be clear. For one thing, I'm not a socialist. I'm not a socialist. Bernie Sanders lives in his own little world. He lives in his own little world. Socialism actually works. Because Bernie Sanders, when he gets elected, his policies will ruin the economy even more. He'll raise taxes. He'll, you know, have more government regulation. You know, what he's really promoting is this populist class warfare. That's what he's promoting, class warfare. You know, he wants to overtax so-called rich, you know, those who are, providing the jobs. Because, you know, let's look at it from the, and I mean, this is from a, you don't have to be a businessman to understand this. I mean, what the employer-employee relationship, you know, I mean, businesses hire people to make a profit. I know leftists seem unable to understand that, but businesses hire people to make a profit. You know, for instance, you know, I mean, the employer, I mean, what's considered a profit is when you make more than you spend. For instance, you know, if hiring an employee and having to pay that employee's hourly wages, you know, if the business and the employer makes more than the money that's being spent to pay for the employee's hourly wages, you know, then it becomes worth it, you know, hiring that employee. I mean, also competence, of course, and qualifications, of course, is another aspect. But ultimately, so is, you know, when you make more than you spend. And the employee, you know, seeking to make money. So both parties seek to get a profit, and ultimately. Now, if you raise taxes, and specifically if you raise the minimum wage, it's going to become more expensive. It's going to be going to kill jobs. So when you raise taxes, it means, you know, like less money to hire employees. And when you raise the minimum wage, it's going to, you know, I mean, like to $15 per hour. Now, I would gladly work at a business for $15 per hour. So anybody would. If we can get it, we would take it, obviously. Anybody. But the thing is, you know, when it becomes law when the government says you have to pay your employees $15 per hour at least, then that's where it starts becoming too expensive. Then it could mean them hiring, you know, less people. I mean, that's, you know, a result of that. Now, Bernie Sanders supports these destructive socialist policies for the economy. And if you want to talk about, you know, I mean, so Bernie Sanders obviously is bad for America. But if you want to get into this identity politics, even talk about, you know, Bernie Sanders being more, you know, pro-Jewish. And look, you know, I mean, as I said, I'm a religious Jew. You know, and I do dream of making Aliyah to Israel one day, of living in Israel one day. So I'll be honest, that's where I'm coming from. But if you want to, you know, even get to this whole identity politics thing, and I'm not one of these guys who's like, you know, I mean, I think for the presidency, for what matters most is policy, not, you know, whether this guy is black or brown or yellow, not whether it's a she or whether it's the first Martian president. None of that is really, I mean, what's most relevant is policy. What's most relevant is policy. I mean, let's just be honest here. And Bernie's policies are bad for America and bad for Israel. If you really, I'm sorry, but if you support Bernie Sanders, if you support Bernie Sanders because he's Jewish and even willing to have a nuclear holocaust against Israel just to have the first Jewish president, then I'm sorry, then at best you're horribly naive. And frankly, I think you're an idiot, but at best, you're horribly naive, and that's just me being nice. That's just me being nice. I mean, it's just an idiotic thing to do to support Bernie Sanders as the first Jewish president when his policies are going to, you know, alienate Israel more, bullying Israel to make stupid suicidal territorial concessions, and appeasing these Nazi countries like Iran. And you want to support Bernie Sanders to be the first Jewish president? Are you stuck on stupid or something? I mean, wake the heck up. Bernie Sanders is almost like, you know, I mean, if you want to talk about, Bernie Sanders is like the Jews who were among those who founded the Soviet Union. Bernie Sanders is like the Jews who were among those who imposed communism on Russia, you know, who founded the Soviet Union. I mean, many of the people behind the communist revolution in 1917, not all of them, but many of them were Jewish. I mean, they were communists first and foremost. I mean, their Jewish identity was well below the last thing in their mind. But, you know, and guess what? Does that make, and guess what? Of course, and the Soviet Union was not pro-Jewish one bit. You know, Joseph Stalin actually was thinking of shipping the Jews off to Siberia, but thank gosh, because of his death, that plan was canceled. But nevertheless, in the Soviet Union, the practice of Judaism, like the practice of any organized religion, was banned. And also, there was a big issue over the Soviet Union not allowing Jews to emigrate to Israel. Now, that was a big issue in the 20th century. And if you read also David Meyer Levy, you know, if you read his book about, you know, the propaganda war against Israel, also he also points out that the Soviets were in the forefront in helping the Palestinians to portray their genocidal terror struggle against Israel as a struggle for national liberation. The Soviets were in the forefront in helping the Palestinians with their propaganda against Israel. And that's according to David Meyer Levy. And so, you know, I mean, Bernie Sanders is almost like those Jews. I mean, Bernie Sanders, he's anti-Israel. He will continue, you know, I mean, the difference is when it comes to, like, having a weak foreign policy that emboldens our enemies. I mean, Obama is more subtle when he does it. Bernie Sanders is more porting that. As I said, he boycotted Netanyahu's speeches at Congress. He supports, you know, appeasing Iran. He supports bullying Israel to make suicidal territorial concessions. And yet you want to support him because he's the first Jewish president. I mean, sorry, but you're an idiot. You're a bloody idiot. I mean, that's what I have to say. You're an idiot. Let's be honest here. Well, let's be honest, you know. The biggest demographic of Americans who support Israel are not American Jews. The biggest demographic of people who support Israel are conservative evangelical Christians. Conservative Tea Partiers and conservative Christians are among the biggest supporters Israel has. While you see the left is out there, you know, demonizing Israel, delegitimizing Israel, and among those bullying, you know, although all the left is in the forefront and bullying Israel to create this terrorist state within its borders that would be misogynist and homophobic, two things that the left claims to hate, you know, the American Jews on the left, I mean, left-wing American Jews are more concerned about, oh, well, you know, the Christians want to gather all the Jews in Israel so then, because they believe in Jesus, the second coming, and Jews have to convert or go to hell. You know, I don't believe that. And also, if you don't believe that, why do you feel threatened by Christians having that belief? Let them believe whatever the heck they want. Let them believe whatever the heck they want. Now, do I agree with conservative Christians and evangelical Christians theologically? No, of course not, because I'm a religious Jew, not a religious Christian, and Judaism and Christianity has very different theological beliefs. But I still, but when it comes to basic moral principles, I agree with evangelical Christians way more than I agree with the American Jewish community. When it comes to basic not theological ideas, but on basic moral principles. And I certainly I think we'd even agree with them more when it comes to Israel. I certainly agree with them more on Israel than I do with groups like J Street. I mean, that for sure. I definitely agree with them more on Israel than I do with these socialist clowns like Bernie Sanders. Point I want to make is people who say that, you know, that you got to support Bernie Sanders because he's going to be the first Jewish president, you know, they literally cannot see the forest beyond the trees. They say, Bernie Sanders Jewish, Bernie Sanders Jewish, Bernie Sanders Jewish. Yeah, well, but what will be the results of electing him? Is the presidency really like another popularity contest? Or is it really about electing somebody with good policy? I mean, that's the question here. I mean, these leftists can't argue when it comes to policy, so they always try to bring out the first, like whoever, like with Obama, they try to bring out, you know, like the first minority president, the first woman president, or the first woman president. They say, you know, you gotta support this president, or else you're a bigot, you're a racist, you're a sexist, you're this and you're that. It's just ridiculous. It's just really ridiculous. Bernie Sanders campaign website, you know, when it comes to, you know, you click on Israel and the Palestinians, and it bends over backwards, you know, saying how, you know, even though Bernie is Jewish, he's not biased for Israel and blah, 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 blah. Like even pointing out, for instance, that Bernie boycotted Netanyahu's speech before Congress when Netanyahu was warning about what a threat Iran poses. We have Iran wanting to wipe Israel off the map, committing a nuclear we have Iran wanting to commit a nuclear holocaust on the Jewish state in the Jewish historic homeland, and Bernie Sanders' policies will, you know, enable Iran to continue developing nuclear weapons. Oh, you know, forget about all that. Forget about Iran wanting a nuclear holocaust, and forget about Bernie appeasing Iran and alienating Israel more, especially when Israel's not ruled by a left-wing government that's more willing to make suicidal territorial concessions. You know, forget about all that, because Bernie Sanders will be the first Jewish president. He's the only Jewish guy running. You got to support him. You know what? You're an idiot. That's what I say in response. You're an idiot. Enough of this, you know. I mean, I think I'm beating a dead horse, you know. I already explained my position on this whole Bernie Sanders being the first Jewish president thing. I think I've already beaten a dead horse on this. What I want to discuss now also is, you know, like Iran, speaking of which, I went on a tangent, but I think I have like 20 minutes left. Iran testing two of their missiles with the message saying, you know, Israel must be wiped off the map or Israel will be obliterated, you know. Basically, you know, testing two missiles calling for Israel's destruction. And there's no doubt, you know, and bear in mind, this is during that horrible deal. You know that deal that Obama reached, which is literally a suicide deal. I mean, this deals like this that enable, that gives Iran encouragement in their in its desire to commit a holocaust, to commit a nuclear holocaust on the state of Israel and on America and on Western civilization. There's no question that Iran is the biggest Nazi state since Nazi Germany. There's zero question about that. To return, but I mean, anyways, you know, this deal that Obama reached with Iran, you know, basically resulted in, you know, billions of dollars going into the billions of dollars going into the hands of the Iranian government, you know, and those on the left will say, oh, it's their money, it's their money, it's their money. You know, whether it's really technically their money or we're giving Iran billions of dollars, it's really arguing over semantics. Let's say, you know, somebody is coming to kill you. Somebody is coming to kill you and is buying a gun to kill you. Now, let's just say that, you know, I mean, whether, you know, and you see that the guy who wants to kill you is getting money, whether it's really the guy's own money or whether that guy is being, you know, given the money on a silver platter, you know, I mean, That's, I mean, from your perspective, that would literally be, arguing over semantics, because your first instinct would be, how would you want to stop this guy from killing you? You wouldn't want that guy to get money to be able to buy a gun to come and kill you. And whether it's that guy's got money or not is literally semantics. So too with Iran, it's literally semantics, because there's no doubt that this money that Iran receives as a result of this horrible deal will be used to support terrorism against Israel, against America, and against the West. No doubt. And here's another fact as well. Did you know that Hezbollah, Iran's proxy terrorist group in Lebanon, is responsible for the killing of most Americans other than Al-Qaeda? Iran's proxy terrorist group Hezbollah is responsible for the killing of most Americans other than Al-Qaeda. I mean, make no mistake about it. Iran considers America to be the great Satan and Israel to be the small Satan. Once they finish off with Israel, they're going to come after America next. That's true about Iran, and that's true about radical Muslim terrorists generally. I mean, there's zero question about that. Zero question about that. Zero question about that. So what we have, is, this horrible deal that resulted in Iran getting billions of dollars, and at most, and for one thing, Iran has declared all its military sites to be off limits. Specifically those areas, specifically those military sites where Iran is developing these missiles, and specifically from where also Iran, and also from around where Iran also test fires these missiles. These military sites, where Iran develops these missiles, much of which are used, much of which are used when Iran test fires many of these missiles. And so Iran declared, these military sites to be off limits. Deal is that, also in addition to, I mean, so at most we get a limited look at Iran's nuclear weapons program. And not only that, I mean, bear in mind, even though Iran may suspend some aspects of the nuclear program, like in Iraq. But the thing is, Iraq is like literally one of the most well-known facilities. Iraq is literally one of the most well-known of Iran's nuclear weapons facilities. Specifically, when someone says Iran's nuclear weapons program, the first thing that comes to mind is Iraq. Iraq is literally like one of the most well-known of Iran's nuclear weapons facilities. I mean, Iran also has lesser-known nuclear weapons facilities underground as well. Iran has lesser-known facilities vis-à-vis its nuclear weapons program underground as well. And as I say, Iran right now, is ready to walk out of this deal. And I mean, Iran clearly feels emboldened by this deal. Iran feels emboldened to continue with the nuclear weapons program. Iran has continued, promoting promoting its state-sponsored Death to America demonstrations. In other words, Iran continued calling for the destruction of America. Iran just test fired two missiles calling for Israel's destruction. It's clear that Iran is feeling emboldened by this horrible deal. Iran gets billions of dollars that's used for terrorism, and at most we get a limited look at Iran's nuclear weapons program. And here's the kicker too. Much of Iran's nuclear weapons sites are not even inspected by the incompetent IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency. And since I call the IAEA incompetent, you know how much I distrust the IAEA. I don't think we should trust our security with these international bodies, particularly these international bodies sponsored by the corrupt UN. But the kicker here is, much of these Iranian nuclear weapons sites are not even inspected by the IAEA. Much of Iran's nuclear weapons sites are being inspected by the Iranian regime's own nuclear inspectors, which is a complete joke. Here you have this Nazi regime wanting to destroy Israel, wanting to destroy America, being a major sponsor of terrorism, you know, developing nuclear weapons for that purpose, and much of these nuclear weapon sites are not even inspected by the IAEA, but are rather inspected by Iran, but are rather inspected by the Iranian regime's own nuclear weapons inspectors. It's clearly a joke. It's like, imagine if, like, you know, Hitler was, imagine if it was with Hitler, and Hitler was inspecting his own sites and stuff. I mean, this is literally a joke. I mean, under this disgraceful president, Barack Obama, we're able to, you know, go out there and depose Gaddafi. You know, Gaddafi was a threat in the 1980s, but he was no longer a threat in 2011. Sure, he was a brutal dictator, but he was no longer a threat. We also have a brutal dictatorship 90 miles from our country, 90 miles from Florida. We have a brutal communist dictatorship run by the Castro brothers, and then we see Obama is appeasing the Castro brothers as well. I mean, we reestablished diplomatic relations with that communist dictatorship. So we reestablished diplomatic relationships with the brutal communist dictatorship 90 miles from our country, but somehow it was justified going after Gaddafi because, oh, he was a brutal dictator. I mean, do you not see, I mean, do these leftists not see how hypocritically stupid that is? And with Libya, we, you know, support these rebels, much of whom are Al-Qaeda terrorists. In addition to that, you know, we got, you know, Benghazi Gate, specifically, you know, in the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi, when the staff at the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi were asking for more security, and Barack Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton refused to provide that security. You know, Bill Whittle did a good video on what happened in Benghazi and why it doesn't matter. But, you know, leaving that, leaving that aside as well, you know, I mean, but also, you know, what happened was, you know, Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton refused to provide security for that embassy in Benghazi. But what happened was, you know, even when the Muslim terrorists attacked the U.S. embassy in Benghazi, we had our drones watching what was happening. We had, like, our SEALs team and whatnot, you know, ready to come in and fight these terrorist savages. And yet Obama did not let the SEALs team go to fight the terrorists. Instead, these drones were just hanging over, and basically, you know, the U.S. government just watched as Americans were murdered in the U.S. embassy in Benghazi. And here's what happened next. After you know, refusing to provide more security, and after watching what happened then, you know, and stuff, rather than taking responsibility, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton issued an arrest warrant against the filmmaker who made that trailer mocking the founder of Islam, Muhammad. The Obama administration issued an arrest warrant for that filmmaker who made a trailer mocking Islam's founder, Muhammad. And Barack Obama said stuff at the UN like the future does not belong to those who sign the Prophet of Islam. And, of course, you know, the filmmaker who made that trailer was arrested, you know, was arrested for expressing his First Amendment rights just to cover for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. I mean, the Democrat Party is literally becoming worse by the moment. Worse by the moment. And, you know, and these Republicans need to get their act together, promote a real conservative agenda, not these, you know, wimpy moderates, and not this narcissistic piece of crap Donald Trump who just cares about getting his face in front of the cameras. You know, he makes his whole campaign about deporting all the illegal immigrants, and yet guess what? He hires illegal immigrants to build the Trump Tower. I mean, Donald Trump, it's like the worst of the GOP nomination. The only scenario where I'll vote for Donald Trump is if he's running against either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. And there's nobody better, trust me. That election between Donald Trump and either Bernie or Hillary would be a nightmare. It would be a nightmare for this country.
really well. Anyway, so I think I have but the point I want to make, you know, getting off on that about Benghazi gate and stuff, you know, the point is, you know, Obama's able to get rid of Gaddafi, oh, you know, a brutal dictator, you know. But the thing is, you know, I mean, the fact that he's not able to really, you know, the fact that Obama emboldens Iran and emboldens, like, ISIS, and emboldens Vladimir Putin's Russia and stuff like that, and yet we're able to get rid of Gaddafi, who just didn't pose a threat. That doesn't make Obama, you know, that doesn't make his foreign policy courageous or brave. That just makes Obama's foreign policy cowardice. I mean, that's cowardly. Our strategy against ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, is, you know, contain them. ISIS is not even a country, let alone a superpower. And our strategy against ISIS is contain them. All the while, you know, ISIS, they're showing, you know, I mean, Obama's weak foreign policy emboldens ISIS because basically right now we see ISIS knows that they're able to, you know, because ISIS knows that they're able to basically, you know, carry out their terrorist acts and just grab any territory they want and proclaim it as part of this new conflict that they want to create. And that's exactly what ISIS is doing. I mean, ISIS is showing, like, people, particularly in Iraq and Syria, that they're now the new strong guys. With America being weak, now ISIS is the new strong, are the new strong guys. And specifically, like, with ISIS and radical Muslims saying, you know, how and specifically with ISIS and radical Muslims generally saying how they're fighting a holy war of jihad against infidels on behalf of Allah, and they see how, like, America is retreating. You know, basically, like, for in the eyes of many Muslims living in Iraq and Syria, it basically confirms for them that radical Muslims seem to be right, fighting a war for Allah, and that they are driving the infidels away, and it is because of Allah. You know, I mean, many Muslims in Iraq and Syria seem to be, you know, saying, you know, they see ISIS as a new strong man over there, and they seem to be, you know, saying, you know, or thinking, you know, hey, you know, you know, they seem to be right. History seems to be confirming what ISIS and these radical Muslims are saying. I mean, there's no question that ISIS wants to kill Americans and Westerners, and ISIS is willing to do anything to come at us, to kill us, anything. I mean, ISIS will take advantage of any goodwill gesture we have to come at us and kill us. It's that simple. And so, too, you see, like, with the issue of many of the Syrian refugees, you know, a third of the Syrian refugees are potential ISIS recruits. And yet, you know, even, you know, when, with, and there's intelligence information, you know, and our intelligence, and American intelligence, and I think Western intelligence is even saying that ISIS is sending their own operatives to pose as refugees in order to infiltrate their ways into America and into European countries to be able to, you know, bomb us, to be able to bomb America and to be able to bomb these European countries. I mean, there's intelligence information confirming that. That ISIS is smuggling in their operatives among these refugees in order to come at us and to kill us. And you see, you know, with Republicans, you know, being concerned about that, anybody who's now concerned about that is being called a racist, a bigot, and Islamophobe. And even with Republicans, you know, being concerned about that and with people being concerned about that, this is what Obama said about that. Obama said, oh, with the GOP, you know, being afraid of three-year-old orphans. It's the GOP being afraid of three-year-old orphans. You know, the same president, I mean, Obama's loyalty is not with America. Obama's loyalty is with the Muslim world. That's the bottom line. It's loyalty to the Muslim world. He goes before the UN saying stuff like, the future does not belong to those who still have the prophet of Islam. He says stuff like, you know, it's like this legitimate concern over many of the refugees being terrorists is really the GOP being afraid of three-year-old orphans. And then he gives a lecture about, you know, oh, you know, it's not, we got to let all the refugees, not just Christian refugees. I mean, you know, Barack Obama, this is not about, you know, only letting in Christians, and as a non-Christian myself, I agree that we should let in refugees who are not Christians as well. That we should let in immigrants who are not Christians as well. Obviously, the problem here is not, the problem that GOP and the Republicans, the problem that Republicans have and that conservatives have is not that these refugees, is not that these Syrian refugees are Muslim and not Christian. That's not the problem. The problem is that many of these Syrian refugees are potential terrorists. That's the problem. The ISIS is smuggling in their operatives among these refugees to be able to come at us and to kill us and to bomb us. I mean, it's really that simple. Back in New Year's Eve, ISIS tried to commit a bombing in Times Square. A Muslim convoy on behalf of ISIS tried to commit a bombing in Times Square. And Baruch Hashem, thank God, that terrorist plan was foiled. Thank God that the plan to bomb Times Square was foiled. And many innocent lives were saved as a result. He's willing to come at us to kill us. It's really that simple. It's not as just being afraid of three-year-old orphans. It's another thing. I mean, this is the type of bullying that Obama and the far left of the Democrat Party engages in. Oh, with them being afraid of three-year-old orphans. Well, if these are three-year-old orphans with bombs, you bet we're afraid of them. But also, specifically, with this development happening in Iran, I might get a little bit of archive to conclude, development happening in Iran, basically, it's showing that, Iran makes it clear, Iran wants to see Israel wiped off the map, and the only way to, and we cannot appease Iran in any way. Iran poses the real threat. I mean, Gaddafi's Libya, back in 2011, did not pose a terrorist threat. Iran poses a real threat. It's Iran that must be stopped. But with that, we're out.